Vegas Golden Podcast. I'm Case Kiefer, joined by Justin Emerson as we wind down our Player Per Day podcast series. Still a few more players to go, a couple big ones, and a big one today, Paul Stastny, we arrive at to chat about the guy with the prettiest hockey smile on the team.
The prettiest hockey smile, huh?
That's, I don't know if prettiest, most hockey smile, maybe.
He definitely has a hockey smile. Yeah, that's fair with the teeth missing and all that. You're right about that for sure.
He just might be the most straight up hockey guy on the teams. I know he comes from a hockey family.
His dad's
a Hall of Famer,
right? Dad, and Paul. Just goes out there, plays hockey. It's Paul.
Mr. Hockey Stastny. So what can we expect from Mr. Stastny this year? Second year with the Golden Knights, obviously signed last year in free agency. Was kind of a surprise at the time. Wasn't necessarily a guy who was super linked with the Golden Knights. I know there was a lot of excitement, and it seemed like he lived up to it when healthy in his first year.
Yeah, I think he did. Some people may have been a little bit down on Stastny because he did miss 32 games last year. So that is a little tougher, obviously, when you miss 32 games. But in 50 games, he still had 42 points last year. Over an 82-game schedule, that's 69 points. So that is quite a nice amount of scoring for Stastny there on a points-per-game basis. He's going to be playing all this year, you figure, with Max Pacioretty and Mark Stone. He was tremendous once Stone joined his line last year. Once everything kind of clicked, he was part of that line that was basically unbeatable in the playoffs. I'm pretty high on Stastny this year.
What a guy, and I know it's probably easy to say this with anyone that Mark Stone comes in and plays alongside, but it seems like Stastny's situation just benefited greatly from how the roster was shook up near the end of last year. I mean, he came in, he did what you expected him to do, but I feel like he fits even more perfectly kind of with what this unofficial second line, what people call the second line, has turned into. He was always going to play alongside Pacioretty, but then getting Stone, it just seems like those three guys complement each other so well.
Yeah, I agree. And once Mark Stone arrived, the Golden Knights got demonstrably better. Stastny in particular, he had 17 games after the Stone trade, 17 points. So he was a point per game player once Mark Stone arrived. And then once the playoffs hit, very good there as well. He had 8 points in 7 games. But you're right, Stastny plays kind of the role of distributor. He only had 13 goals last year, which is his lowest output since only 2015-16, but I mean, he's normally in the high teens, low 20s. He's been there for most of his career. On this line, he's not going to have to do that. Max Pacioretty and Mark Stone are going to put the puck into the net. I think they're going to do it a lot this year, which means that Stastny can kind of do, in my mind, what he does best, and that's get to the front of the net and distribute. He's going to pick up some rebound goals and deflections, just kind of where he plays on that line, but he is, in my mind, the best passer on the team. At least among the forward group, and it's gonna play real well this year.
Yeah, like we said, fits real well, and I mean, you could see the guy's passing acumen's just easy to note right away. I mean, it just jumps off the
ice. It really does. I mean, if you take somebody that's going to their first hockey game, you can be, that guy's a pretty good passer. Did a lot of his damage at 5-on-5 last year, which is always exciting. 35-on-5 points of his 42. So it's a guy that you can rely on. He didn't really overperform anything that would make you think that numbers would drop. Unlike a lot of the guys that we've talked about, Stastny is older. He's 33, so he has a longer track record of success to draw back on. And if he's healthy, you kind of know what you're getting out of him. You're going to get close to a point, or maybe not quite a point per game, but I mean, if he plays 82 games next year, he'll probably be in the 50 or 60 point range. And that's stability at the center position. He also plays defense very well.
Absolutely. I'm on his hockey reference page. This is kind of out of nowhere, but right before we started the podcast, you mentioned Paulie Walnuts, and I wasn't really sure what you were talking about. Now I see that's his nickname. I didn't even realize that.
It's his Twitter handle.
Oh, okay. Twitter handle. Yeah, there it is. I don't know. I just feel like every hockey player's nickname is just add a Y to their name, but I didn't think the I for some reason didn't put together the Walnuts.
I will say I have not heard anybody call him Walnuts in the locker room before. What do they call him? I guess just Paul or Staz. I guess Staz.
Yeah, I think I've heard Staz for sure.
Yeah, now I can't think about it. But I mean, threw me off my game with that one a little bit.
Well,
but
it just popped up.
Paulie Walnuts.
For sure. So Stasny, as you mentioned, will turn 34 this season. On a shorter deal, though, I think only...
Yeah, 2 years left, $6.5 million. I think the Golden Knights maybe upped the average annual value from what people thought that he might get when he was a free agent last summer in exchange for a shorter term. Not a lot to dislike about the deal. He was good last year. He'll be good this year. He'll probably be good next year. And then the Golden Knights aren't bound to what will then be a player entering his age 36 season. So they're in good shape.
Yeah, and he, I mean, he's shown consistency year after year. So I think he's, as you said, he has a long sample to draw back on. I don't really expect, even though he is turning 34, I think it would be, you know, really going out there and a stretch to say that there's going to be any decline, especially with the guys he's playing next to. You mentioned a lot of his numbers last year, but just looking very quickly, I mean, some of those advanced numbers he is posting career highs or just about career highs. I know that's a lot with who he was playing with and how good of a situation he was in, but I don't really see, if I'm even trying to be the pessimist, I don't see a lot of reasons for how you could say this guy's going to fall back.
Yeah, career high Corsi percentage last year by a couple of decimal points from his time in St. Louis. But yeah, it's part of the Golden Knights system. They do a great job of playing in the other end. It seems to not really matter who's on the ice. Everyone seems to have good Corsi numbers for the Golden Knights. So that plays well to what he's doing. The expected goals numbers last year were right in line. He had 11 expected 5-on-5 goals. He scored 10. Shooting percentage, just under 12, a tad higher than his career average, but, nothing to really worry about there. I mean, as far as like trying to come up with takes about a player, Paul Stastny might be one of the more boring players on the team in that regard, just because he's just been consistent his entire career. I mean, the last couple of years points 42, 53, 40, 49, 46, 60. So he's in that, I said 50 or 60 range, let's say 40 to 60 range, just about every year of his career. It's hard to get too necessarily excited. It's not like he's got a potential to bust out for 80 points or something like that at 34, probably not going to happen. But it's also not like he can't keep up with anybody on the team. So yeah, he's very steady. I think it's hard to come up with a hot take one way or another.
Yeah, that's said well, not going to be an all-star, but also not going to be a guy that is a net negative, you wouldn't think. I'll ask you this, though. I think we agreed. We both said his passing is just his best asset. He racks up the assists. Since he is probably the best passer on the team, does he lead the team in assists this season?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I'm working on, it's funny you mentioned that, I'm working on a prediction piece that will drop next week, and it says who's leading the team in assists, and I do think it's going to be Paul Stastny. As we talked about in the Pacioretty pod, I think Pacioretty's going to score a lot, I think Mark Stone's going to score a lot, and there just aren't that many goals to go around. So I think, I keep joking that Stastny might not have to take a shot on net until Christmas, playing with those guys on his wings. Yeah, I do think that we're going to be looking. I like what Stastny can do this year playing with those guys. I think that assist numbers dating back to when he busted into the league in Colorado into the high 40s or 50s are not out of the question for this season.
Yeah, and like you said, I mean, you prorate what he did last year, and it's up there. He was fifth on the team last year, it looks like, with 29 assists, but everyone else played at least 24 more games than him.
Yeah, 47 and a half assists over 82.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. So he's on that pace. The whole first line and Alex Tuch all had more assists than him last season. I think we're going to get to the betting segment here in a second, but unfortunately there are not any odds on Vegas Golden Knights to lead the team in assists, but I would think he'd be even more than Mark Stone's available at plus 150 to be the leading goal scorer. I think that Stastny might even be lower odds if we had to lead the team in assists.
Yeah, I would think that you've got Stastny, Carlson, Marchessault, and Stone are probably your biggest options. I think Stone is going to score a lot. I think Stastny's going to pass a lot. Stone's also going to pass a lot, to be honest. Stone's going to have a really good year. Just a little teaser for the Stone pod. Which we are, as you haven't been able to tell, saving that one for last. But yeah, I like, if I was making a bet on who would lead the team in assists, I would take Paul Stastny.
Yep, hard to argue against. So as we said, we don't have many hot takes on Stastny. We also don't have a whole lot of disagreement. There's not a lot of things you can draw on to say.
You just know what you're getting. It's hard to get fired up about a guy who is just consistently good. He's obviously a top six forward in the league. He'd be a top six center on just about any team in the league. He does everything good. He does nothing bad. So the only thing is, age is going to come for Paul Stastny eventually, based on what he did last year. Maybe he is getting older, and that's why he couldn't play 82, but he played 82 games the year before that, so, and that included a midseason trade. So I don't know. Unless he gets hurt, he's going to be consistently good all season long.
So there you have it, Paul Stastny. We like to finish these up with a prop bet from our friends at the Westgate Las Vegas Superbook. They haven't had them on all players, but they do on Paulie Walnuts 25, as he's known by on Twitter. Total goals scored by Paul Stastny, and they have set it at 14.5.
14.5 for goals.
Had 13 in 50 games last year.
Yeah.
Most of those games, or I guess at least half of those games, without Mark Stone, which plays something into it. You think that there's probably a little bit less pressure on him to score this year.
Yeah, he did pick up 13 last year. He had 16 the year before that, 18 the year before that, 10 the year before that, but then 16, 25. So he's pretty consistently been over 14.5. If he's healthy, he would have cleared it easily. This one's a tough one, especially because I do think that he's going to shoot less this year. Shooting percentage down this year over the last couple of years. I'm going to go under, but I'm not thrilled about it. I can definitely see the argument that he had 13 and 50 games last year. He would need like two more games to get that. But I think that Pacioretty and Stone are going to be doing a lot of the scoring. Stastny will be in the power play, but I think is more of a distributor role. I'm going to go with under, but I'll take the over on what if there was an assists total. How about that?
Yeah, sounds good. And in a podcast full of agreement, I think we're going to agree again. I would have to lean under here as well. Not one I would look to bet, but it just comes back to volume, kind of like you said. I just don't know if he's going to be getting all that many shots. So really, when I looked at the numbers before I even looked at his total, I was thinking it might be more in like the 12.5 range. I don't know why I came up with that, but that was in my head. So when I saw it was 14.5, I had to go under. I feel like I might be picking under on everyone, though. Maybe I should have kept track like you did. So I'm going to have to pick over on someone. maybe everyone we have left, which is not very many at all.
Not very many. We're running out of this. Soon we're going to be into our preseason, yeah. Previewing pod.
You're right. So less than a week, and we will be in the season. We're really looking forward to that here at Vegas Golden Podcast. Hope you have enjoyed these player previews in the meantime. For Justin, I'm Case. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with another Player Per Day podcast.